mystery rides. Yeah, they were part of growing up at our house. Usually it was a Sunday afternoon, and I'd pile our three kids into our car for a ride, and I think we explored every corner of our area. And as we did, we discovered over the years a lot of great things. But, well, one son, yeah, a lot like me, he wants to know the plan before we leave. Hey, Dad, where are we going? Where are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? What are we going to do while we're there? How long will we be there? What time are we going to get home? Oh, my goodness. He would pump me with more questions. It felt like I was being interrogated by a police sergeant. And sometimes I knew it was better not to explain where we were going. I mean, we've done things that would have sounded boring if I told them about them, but they turned out to be exciting, and I knew they would. Plus, surprises are fun anyway, right? So my kids got used to hearing two words when we were about to begin a mystery trip. Trust me. Yeah, I don't think I let them down. I mean, it was good training for journeys with their other father. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about going, not knowing. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from the life of the Apostle Paul. He's still Saul of Tarsus here. Acts chapter 9. He's on his way to wipe out Christians. He missed some in Jerusalem. So he said, I'll get them in Damascus. They all went there. I'll find them in Syria. So we begin in verse 3. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Well, who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Now, it's interesting that Saul's training for his whole life in Christ began immediately with a mystery trip. Yeah, did you notice that? He has just opened up to Jesus, and the Lord says, go into the city, and you will be told. Well, Lord, what do you want me to do there? Who am I going to meet there? How am I even going to be able to see? I'm blind right now. And the Lord says, go, and you will be told. Well, Paul spent the rest of his life living like that. In Acts chapter 20, when he was on his way to Jerusalem as the great apostle Paul, and his friends were trying to discourage him, he said, compelled by the Spirit, I am going, not knowing. See, you have a Heavenly Father who often takes his children on mystery trips. And maybe you're on one of those mystery trips right now. There's a good destination. Oh, yeah, he's got that in mind. But right now, he's telling you the next step. In essence, he's saying to you, as he did to Saul, go, and you will be told as you're on the way. Now, it may well be that you're in the middle of one of those times right now, and the tendency is to say, now, Lord, if you'll just give me all the information, give me the facts, I'll start going that direction. And the Lord says, no, you start moving in that direction I've told you to go, and you'll get more information as you go. Now, maybe you're waiting to have all your questions answered before you move. Right now, there are more question marks than there are periods or exclamation points for sure. Can you almost hear your father saying as he bundles you into his car, trust me, let's start traveling. Hey, look, he died for you. Is he ever going to do you wrong? God's mystery trips always lead to a destination that is selected with you in mind for your good. So why not settle back, enjoy the trip, and let him drive. Trust your father, and don't be afraid of going not knowing.